John 15, verses 5 to 8, Remain in Me, part 2. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples, make disciples of Jesus, and equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Please continue to read, write, share, and listen. In John 15, verse 7, Jesus said, If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it will be done for you. Hearing and receiving his words are a big part of abiding in Jesus. This is why our daily time with God in the scriptures is so important. The purpose is not just to gain knowledge, but to fellowship with the Lord and to remain in him. And he in us. Let's prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for loving us, for speaking to us, and for dwelling within us. Speak to us today. Teach us how to remain in you and you in us. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 15, verses 5 to 8. Remain in me, part 2. Beginning with verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Meditation question. Explain this verse in your own words. Abiding is a continuing communion. The bottom line is to love Jesus and to stay in fellowship with him. We cannot produce fruit by attending seminars or Sunday meetings. Abiding in Jesus means to live in constant fellowship with him. It is all about staying close to him and living in a love relationship with him. Meditation question. What fruit will be produced if we remain in Jesus? The fruit is a product of our inner life and fellowship with God. The fruit of the Spirit is mentioned in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, they are expressions of the life of Jesus in us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the life and character of Jesus expressed in us through us. However, the fruit includes everything God does through us to express his love and life to others. This fruit can only come from Christ himself. I used to have blackberry plants in my garden. They are unusual in Japan, but grow wild in my home state of Oregon. Only a blackberry plant can produce blackberries. Only a tomato plant can produce tomatoes. Only a grapevine can produce grapes. And only the Spirit of Christ living in us can produce the fruit of Christ in us. It is a big mistake to think that I become more and more kind and loving the more I grow. I must admit that I am not loving, I am not kind, I am not pure, but Jesus is. It is impossible to reform the old nature. Our lives are changed, not by self-effort, but by Christ alone. If Christ controls me, he will produce good fruit. We don't struggle to become like Jesus in our own strength. We become like Jesus by receiving his life day by day. If Christ reigns in me, there will be good fruit. If I reign, there will be bad fruit. Christ in you is the victory. The only way to produce fruit is to stay connected to Jesus. Sometimes our teaching focuses on doing in our own strength. We must obey Jesus. However, legalism means that we attempt to be righteous by what we do. True righteousness comes from Christ living in us. Fruit is not the result of something we do. It is a result of God living in us. We are the branches. Our job is to stay connected to the vine. Abiding in Jesus means to receive his words and to receive his life. He is living in us, and we enjoy sweet fellowship with him. This is what it means to remain in him. He will produce fruit in us if we remain in him. How can we produce real fruit? Simply abide. Remain in Jesus. This is the key. He lives in you, and he will produce fruit through you. Just as it is natural for the old nature to get angry, so it is natural for Christ's life in us to produce love, not by effort, but by faith. Fruit is not the result of the branch grunting and striving to produce fruit. It is the result of abiding and trusting. The only things that have real value are the things that he does in me and through me. If I want my life to count and produce lasting fruit, I need to stay in close fellowship with him and be one with him. I must make it my highest priority to let him live his life in me. Don't say it will take many years of struggle and study to begin to understand and be victorious. Jesus offers us his life and says, remain in me, and I will remain in you. Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he said, apart from me, you can do nothing? Give one or two examples. If we don't remain in Christ, we can do nothing. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing is nothing. Nothing important or valuable will happen apart from the life of Christ in me. Therefore, we must cling to him and live in him and do nothing apart from him. Our responsibility is not to produce fruit, but to stay connected to the vine. He will produce the fruit through us if we are living in him. It is difficult to say, I can do nothing without him, because something inside says, I know a lot and I try hard. My efforts should produce something good, but this is false. It would be like a branch boasting that it can produce fruit by itself. It is absolutely impossible for the branch to produce fruit if it is not connected to the vine. I must admit that I am just a branch. I have no life or fruitfulness apart from Jesus. A branch sits in the sun and receives life from the vine. Our task is to rest in Jesus, love him, trust him, rely on him, seek him, and walk with him. The Christian life is not just trying to be nice or striving to do good things. It is completely dependent on Jesus himself living in us. To remain in Jesus means to sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary, to have fellowship with him, and to trust him moment by moment throughout the day. It means to live in a love relationship with him. Let me share one story. One time I was upset about some things that were happening. I began to think about it one night and could not sleep well. I got up the next day and spent 6 hours writing a letter to express my thoughts and desire for clarification. I was consumed thinking about it all. This went on for 3 or 4 days. I had many other things I should have done, but I could only think about that situation. One morning, my wife, Masako, said in a very normal voice, "You were just like Martha." It was true. I was striving to get things done and worried about many things, just like Martha. The Lord made it clear to me that he wanted me to focus on him, trust him, abide in him, live in him, and not be distracted by all kinds of worries. I think that God let frustrating things happen so that I would learn to abide in him no matter what the circumstances. We can worry and strive in our own strength and produce nothing, or simply trust him and produce rich fruit. Verse 6, if a man doesn't remain in me, he is thrown out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Meditation question. what does it mean to not remain in Jesus? I have seen many people who have become like dead branches. They did not remain in Jesus and had no life or no fruit in their lives. God is always working so that we can stay connected to Jesus, receive his life, and produce much fruit. But we can choose to not remain in him. We can seek to live in fellowship with the Lord, or we can just go our own way. I have a good friend who died of brain cancer at the age of 50. He started out serving Christ zealously, but he lived for himself for the last 10 or 15 years of his life. He destroyed his life, his marriage, and family through selfishness. Worse than anything, he wasted his life on meaningless things. He chose not to remain in Jesus. His life is just like a dead branch that was burned up. What a sad story. Verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. Meditation question, what does this passage teach about prayer? Prayer is not just asking God for everything we want. Prayer is a relationship. We talk with God and he talks with us. When we pray and read God's word, he speaks to us. We remain in him and his words remain in us as we seek him in the scriptures and listen to him. Then if we pray according to the words he has spoken to us, according to his will, it will be done. I will tell a story as an example of this process. In 1994, my wife and I traveled to several countries in Asia. I was on the airplane as we were flying from Japan to Bangkok. I was praying and was very moved by the Spirit of God for the countries in Asia. I began to cry spontaneously and prayed, God, use me in Asia. I returned to Japan, and a few months later, my friend called and said, how would you like to go to Mongolia? I was involved in ministry there for more than 20 years and eventually in several other Asian countries. Prayer is the key, a key part of our relationship with God. Prayer is not just begging God to meet our needs. Prayer is one of the ways that we remain in him. We seek him in prayer, and his words remain in our hearts and minds. He speaks to us and makes his will clear to us. Then we can pray and know he will give us what we have asked for according to his will. Verse 8, in this my Father is glorified, that you bear fruit, so you will be my disciples. Meditation question, how does this verse impact your understanding of being a disciple of Jesus? Being a disciple of Jesus means to live in a love relationship with him. It means staying connected to him and living by his indwelling life continually. If we do this, we will bear much fruit. This will glorify the Father and show that we are disciples of Jesus. It is all about abiding in him. It is all about living in a love relationship with him. God is glorified when we bear much fruit. Bearing fruit is natural. Fruit is the product of Jesus living in us. We are weak, but can have tremendous confidence in his indwelling life. He did not save us so that we would fail. He lives in us and is the source of our life. All we have to do is to remain in him. He produces the fruit through his disciples, and God is glorified through them. God is glorified because he produced the fruit, not us. Let's pray. Jesus, we want to live in you and you in us. Thank you that in these verses, you tell us how to remain in you. We want to bear much fruit that brings glory to you. In your name, amen.